I just find it fascinating that so many of the issues that are out there right now are based on this false notion that men and women are completely interchangeable.
Molly Ziegler-Hemingway talking about her presentation at this summer's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
I mean, all these really hot-button issues are based on some confusion about where men and women are equal, in what terms are they equal, and then, you know, most importantly, how are we different, and is that difference a bad thing? Is it a good thing? You know, what does God have to say about these differences, and, you know, how should the Christian think about these differences? So I am so excited to come to this conference and talk about these issues, which animate so much of our political and social and cultural discourse, and also the things we struggle with in the church as well.
You can meet and hear Molly Ziegler-Hemingway making the case for the differences between men and women June 19th and 20th at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference in Collinsville, Illinois. For more information, visit issuesetc.org. The Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week for the last few minutes of the program. It is a little game we like to play on Fridays, and it requires listener participation. That is, all you have to do is listen to the four soundbites that we're going to play for you here in just a minute, and then once you've heard them, you start voting. You can give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can vote by sending us an email. We'll get it right here in the studio in real time. Include your city and state, please. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet with your vote at issuesetc. Or go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. We are coming to you live this Friday afternoon. It's May the 15th. It's your opportunity to win the LPR bundle package, an I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. It'll go to the listener with the best vote as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. So we've got four to play for you, and we're all ready to play, and you ought to be all ready to listen and to vote. The first soundbite this week comes from Deaconess Rose Adel. We were talking to her and her sister, Rebecca Curtis, authors of the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May, Ladylike, about the vocation of womanhood. And here is Rose talking about a woman as the weaker vessel.
Well, feminism, well, some might say it was well-intentioned, so thank you for the good intentions. It failed in many, many important ways. And so when you opened up this conversation by talking about that passage that describes women as the weaker vessel, our society is very eager, even Christians, to say, well, that doesn't apply to our time and place. And so what we have to look at is when we're hearing the messages from feminism, from our society, from any source other than the Lord, when we start thinking that doesn't apply now in the context of God's word, we have to recall that it does. And so there's this temptation to say, well, that was a culturally prescribed statement or exhortation that doesn't apply to us anymore. So now we know women aren't the weaker vessel because I've seen G.I. Jane. And that's how I know that we're not the weaker vessel, because that lady was really tough. But we have to recognize, you know, that is not the standard or the norm for any of us. And something that scripture does to help us in this regard is that anytime in the New Testament, you know, when the Apostle Paul is talking in a specific way about women, he doesn't just reflect on the women of his day and time. He very helpfully takes all of us back to Genesis. And by taking all of us back to Genesis, he teaches us that what went for women then goes for women forever. And so Eve, from the time she was created as the weaker vessel. That was who she was. That was how God made her. And it was a deliberate, thoughtful, meaningful creation. And again, it did not at all imply inferiority. It didn't mean Adam was better. It meant they were different. And those differences were what was needed for creation. And those differences are still what's needed for creation. So for us to dismiss all of those on the basis of we roar now is to do away with all of this really, really important thoughtfulness of our creation that's actually meant for our good and for the good of everyone.
All right, that's Deaconess Rose Adel, Women as the Weaker Vessel. It's soundbite number one. Should it be Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week? Your vote decides. 1-877-623-6943. Send us your vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. We had a conversation recently with Dr. Kenneth Bailey, excellent New Testament scholar of Near East Studies, and we were talking about Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Here are his thoughts on Jesus' words, "I know my own."
The theme occurs in the beginning. "I am the Good Shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep." And two or three verses later, he repeats it. But he treats those two phrases like two parts of a hamburger bun. And he puts a little meat patty in the center. What is the filling of the sandwich? Amazingly, he says, "I know my own, and my own know me, as the Father knows me, and I know the Father." He's saying, because of the cross, there is intimacy between the believer and Christ that is as rich and profound as the intimacy between God the Father and God the Son, because of the cross. One of the Arabic commentators talks about this is the point at which the commentator lays down his pen and falls into prayer. The intimacy given to us with Christ is like the intimacy between Christ and his divine Father because of the cross.
That's soundbite number two, Dr. Kenneth Bailey on Jesus' words, "I know my own." If you'd like it to be soundbite of the week, you need to vote. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or via Twitter at issuesetc. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from regular guest Pastor David Peterson. He comes on every week to look forward to Sunday morning, according to the historic lectionary. And near the end of last week's conversation, I asked him about the celebration of Jesus' ascension. Why should someone celebrate when Jesus is going away?
What we're really celebrating is that the atonement is complete, and our Lord Jesus Christ is paving the way into heaven to his Father's right hand for us. And he has not gone away. He is present for us in word and sacrament, in his body and blood, in holy baptism, in holy absolution, in the Bible, in the preaching of the church, in the consolation of the brothers, in the account of the ascension in Luke's gospel and in Mark. The disciples return to Jerusalem rejoicing. They're not sad because there's nothing to be sad about. He hasn't gone away. They have more than they had before. You have the same sort of thing at the Emmaus Road. When the Lord Jesus Christ disappears from their sight, and they're not sad that he disappeared from their sight. So on Easter Sunday, Mary Magdalene gets this weird rebuke from Jesus after she recognizes him. He calls her by name, and then he says, "Don't cling to me." She's clinging to him in the wrong way. She wants Jesus to be just like he was before he died. That's been completed, and that isn't what she needs. What she needs is the risen Lord in the sacraments and in his word as he's promised to be. So I think in a way, we're kind of in that Mary Magdalene mode, but we have these promises in Holy Scripture and these examples that real and abiding joy comes according to the promises of Christ in word and sacrament.
That's soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson on the joy of Christ's ascension. If you want it to be soundbite of the week, give us a call and vote. 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can also tweet us a vote at issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because this is the fourth and final soundbite for your consideration. Then we'll take a break and we'll take your phone calls and your votes. Soundbite number four comes from Pastor Stephen Parks, answering the question, why Christians confess their sins over and over.
I kind of liken it to a marriage a little bit, Todd. I mean, if my relationship with my wife was based solely and only on the day in which we were initially married, and she asked me, "Why don't you ever say you love me?" And my response was, "I told you I loved you on the day that we were married at the altar. And if you want to hear me say it again, then that means that you didn't believe that I was sincere on the day that we were married." Well, that's not true. right? I want to continually express my love to my wife. It's not a different love. It's the same love that I had for her on the day that we were married, but I express it to her every single day so that she can experience it anew and rejoice in it anew. And in the same way, the forgiveness of sins which God gives to us today and here and now is the same forgiveness which Christ won for us 2,000 years ago. But he doesn't simply point us back to a time in which we initially believed, but he brings it to us constantly so that we may experience it constantly and rejoice in it constantly.
All right, that's soundbite number four, Pastor Stephen Parks, Why Christians Confess Their Sins. You have heard the four soundbites. We've played them for you. Now, this is your part of the game where, having listened, you give us a call and you vote. You send us an email, you vote. You send us a tweet and you vote. Or you go to our Facebook fan page and you vote. This break is a great time to register your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Give us a call because phone call voters get to vote first. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Send us that email, talkback@issuesetc.org. That tweet @issuesetc. Or our Facebook fan page where we have left space for your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Tell us which one you're voting for and why and where you're listening. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Facebook.com/issuesetc. Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and lay people worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy promotes confessional Lutheran theology through conferences, scholarly exchanges, and publications like Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatic Series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up for their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com.
Hey, St. Louis. How would you like to achieve your fitness goals in a fun and supportive atmosphere? Hi, this is Kevin Reisick, owner and operator of Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois. We offer adult boot camps throughout the week. These camps include cardiovascular conditioning, muscular strength and endurance training, balance and coordination activities, and more. For more information, give me a call at 618-670-6952, Arch Fitness of East Alton, Illinois, 618-670-6952.
Confessional Lutherans, we've got your back. You're listening to Issues Etc.
What does it mean to be a Christian woman in our feminized secular society? The Issues Etc. book of the month for May is Ladylike, Living Biblically. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase Ladylike, Living Biblically by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. A voice for Lutheran women, Ladylike, Living Biblically, the Issues Etc. book of the month for May.
Do you long for a church where the gospel of the sinner's free justification is front and center, and yet where a robust sacramental life is confessed and lived? Do you long for a church that rejoices in the sacred scriptures as the sole basis for the church's teaching and proclamation, yet values and listens to the witness of the ancient fathers and councils? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find a Christ-centered, cross-focused church near you on the Find the Church page at issuesetc.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, live this Friday afternoon, the 15th of May. Phone callers get to vote first. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. You can also vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. You can put your vote in an email and send it to us. We'll get it right here in real time while we play talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or vote via Twitter @issuesetc. The address again, @issuesetc. The listener with the best vote wins the LPR bundle package, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and Issues Etc. travel mug, bumper sticker, mouse pad, and notepad. We have soundbite number one, Deaconess Rose Adel, Women as the Weaker Vessel. We have soundbite number two, Dr. Kenneth Bailey, Jesus Words, I Know My Own. Soundbite number three, Pastor David Peterson, The Joy of the Ascension, Why Should We Celebrate Jesus Going Away? Or soundbite number four, Pastor Stephen Parks, Why Christians Confess Their Sins. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us that tweet at issuesetc. Or for our Facebook fan page voters, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's see, Abra in Jersey City, New Jersey, says, I vote for Rose Adel because her message is the least talked about amongst both Christians and secular society. She so clearly explained why women should not feel the need to do all things men were created to do. Thanks for listening in Jersey City and New Jersey out there, Abra, and thanks for your vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Carol in Lebanon, Oregon, way out on the West Coast. I want to vote for soundbite number one. That's Deaconess Rose Adel, Women as the Weaker Vessel. Carol says, what she says is as refreshing as a drink of fresh, pure water, that God created Eve perfect and called her good as the weaker vessel. I'm the weaker vessel, not inferior, not less, not unable, but instead, I am God's designed to be the weaker vessel, to be a blessing to me, a blessing to my family, a blessing to the church. I'm now a widow, as my husband has been called to heaven. Still, I have a place in God's design to learn where I fit in God's perfect plan, though marred by sin. It is like a drink of pure fresh water for me now, knowing where it helps me fit and carries me into the new life that God has planned for me. Thank you very much, Carol, and thanks for listening up in Oregon. That's a great vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Connie listens in El Paso, Illinois. Didn't even know there was an El Paso, Illinois. Connie says, my vote would be for Rosie. That would be Rose Adel. And I must include Rebecca. What sister ever does it alone? She can always use humor in our life. And Rosie has such a talent to speak God's word to your heart. I can't wait to receive my book in the mail. That's their book that they wrote together called Ladylike, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May. Actually, she says, I could get an ebook just so I can hear them tell their stories in their own way. You won't be disappointed, by the way. Rosie is a dear friend, and I miss her in my daily life. My small little church in rural Secor, Illinois, was her husband's first parish, and we knew we would only have them for a short time, but I am thrilled to be able to hear Pastor Adel, Rosie, and Rebecca occasionally on Issues Etc. Well, that is excellent. Vote for soundbite number one. This tweet comes from Marla in Massachusetts. Marla says she's voting for soundbite number four. That would be Pastor Stephen Parks, Why Christians Confess Their Sins. She says, because confessing our sins every day keeps us mindful of our sinful nature and our absolute need for Christ, our Savior. Thank you very much for your vote. Thanks for listening in Massachusetts. Scott's listening in Illinois. Hi, Scott.
Hello, Pastor. I'm sorry the phone's cutting out, but I'm voting for Stephen Park's soundbite because it reminds me that absolution is incredibly important to hear, too. I need to hear my wife say, I love you, not we've pledged to each other our love and our faithfulness. Let's continue in a healthy marriage on that foundation. I need to hear my pastor say, I forgive you all your sins, not the declaration of grace that sometimes gets used in our divine service that ends, may the Lord who has begun this good work in us bring it to completion in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. It may be true, but it's not what I need to hear.
Scott, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Illinois. The winner this week of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, according to your votes, is soundbite number one, Deaconess Rose Adel, Women as the Weaker Vessel. Let's hear it again.
Well, feminism, well, some might say it was well-intentioned, so thank you for the good intentions. It failed in many, many important ways. And so when you opened up this conversation by talking about that passage that describes women as the weaker vessel, our society is very eager, even Christians, to say, well, that doesn't apply to our time and place. And so what we have to look at is when we're hearing the messages from feminism, from our society, from any source other than the Lord, when we start thinking that doesn't apply now in the context of God's word, we have to recall that it does. And so there's this temptation to say, well, that was a culturally prescribed statement or exhortation that doesn't apply to us anymore. So now we know women aren't the weaker vessel because I've seen G.I. Jane. And that's how I know that we're not the weaker vessel, because that lady was really tough. But we have to recognize, you know, that is not the standard or the norm for any of us. And something that scripture does to help us in this regard is that anytime in the New Testament, you know, when the Apostle Paul is talking in a specific way about women, he doesn't just reflect on the women of his day and time. He very helpfully takes all of us back to Genesis. And by taking all of us back to Genesis, he teaches us that what went for women then goes for women forever. And so Eve, from the time she was created as the weaker vessel. That was who she was. That was how God made her. And it was a deliberate, thoughtful, meaningful creation. And again, it did not at all imply inferiority. It didn't mean Adam was better. It meant they were different. And those differences were what was needed for creation. And those differences are still what's needed for creation. So for us to dismiss all of those on the basis of we roar now is to do away with all of this really, really important thoughtfulness of our creation that's actually meant for our good and for the good of everyone.
One more vote for the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Kim also votes for Rose Adel. Soundbite number one. What so many women don't realize is that there's a beauty in being the weaker vessel. It actually brings us many strengths. There is so much that we can do for our spouses, our families, and even ourselves that men simply cannot do. It's a blessing from God. In fact, our fight for equality has made us have to work and have to go to school rather than giving us the opportunity to simply take care of our families the way we were meant to. Kim, thanks for that vote. The LPR bundle package goes to Carol in Lebanon, Oregon. Send us your mailing address and your shirt size. Talkback at issuesetc.org, and we'll send out the LPR bundle package. Issues Etc. have been brought to you today in part by Bethany Lutheran College in Mankato, Minnesota. Small classes, they have an attentive faculty, affordable degrees, and they are confessionally Lutheran. Bethany Lutheran College, Mankato, Minnesota. Find them on the web, blc.edu, blc.edu. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll look forward to Sunday morning talking with Dr. Carl Fikencher of Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana, about the first Pentecost. And we'll study the commandment, you shall not commit adultery. Pastor Paul McCain of Concordia Publishing House will be our guest. You know, no one wants to be told they're weaker. But you know, for the Christian, weakness is actually the strength, isn't it? That Christ became weak for us. I think Paul is talking about how women have a special capacity, unique to women, as men have their own unique to men, of being Christ-like. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.